Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Dante Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams. Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams. Her goal is to strengthen, encourage, and motivate men and women as a life coach and advisor. Strengthening the Families Outreach Ministry programs airs on Tuesdays on Fresh Manna, our Daily Bread Blog Talk Radio. The program discussion aim is to further assist individuals with parenting skills, promote abstinence among single men and women, and provide Christian counseling related to family values and issues. Today's discussion, the urgent need for more patience. Most people lack or are in need of more patience. We are too easily provoked into saying and doing things that we later regret. Don't we know it? We are not born with patience. The Bible tells us it is a virtue that we must work to obtain, and it takes time. You have to be willing to give yourself over to learning how to be patient. The trials and tribulations we go through gives us more experience in how to gain patience. And loving and caring for one another, there is an urgent need for us to acquire more patience. Scripture text, Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast at the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. And here is your host, my second mother, and my inspirational person in my life, my mentor, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning to everyone. Or good afternoon, whenever you are listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much, son. Amen. God bless you, Brother Dante, on this morning. Well, you're listening to Strengthening the Families on today. And we're going to talk about something that is very, very needful. Patience. God help us. We have an urgent need for more patience. Most people lack. I'm not going to say we don't have any. We just don't have enough. And in Luke 21:19, it says, "In patience possess ye your souls." You know, men and women of God, too many of us, we allow ourselves to get frustrated, vexed, easily to the point where we sin. I've seen this. I've experienced it. I have had it happen in my own life. And this is why we need to ask God to grant us more patience. We're too easily provoked into saying and doing things that we later regret. Husbands telling their wives, why would you want to send somebody to hell? You know hell is a place of torment. Why, amen, praise God, would you tell your son or your daughter that they're dumb, stupid, ignorant? Why would you tell, amen, praise God, the person that you love that you hate them? See, this is the kind of stuff we do when we get provoked and when we are not patient. We say things that are harsh, that are mean. And a lot of times after we've said it, we feel remorse and we feel regret because we know we didn't mean it. But yet and still, excuse me, we say, and even worse, we do things. We do things. Amen, praise God. Slamming doors, putting dents in the wall, breaking furniture, breaking dishes, throwing things, yelling. A lot of times, amen, this is something that I still work on, the volume and the tone of my voice. Because when I get angry, when I get upset, I get loud, and I'm already loud. I know that I have a large volume on my voice, and I get loud when I'm happy, and I get loud when I'm upset. But I want to control that. The Bible said, bring your flesh up under subjection to the will of God. It's not the will of God that we run around here yelling and screaming at people. It's not the will of God that we, amen, cannot control our mouths and bridle our tongues to the point that we say harsh, mean things. Yes, that person, that individual may need to be reproved. Your child may need to be disciplined, but that's no reason to yell at them. I remember one of my spouses used to tell me, baby, calm down. I can hear you. And he would say it in such a soft tone voice that it literally calmed me down. He wouldn't yell at me because probably if he had, we would have gotten to a yelling match. But he would say, babe, sweetheart, he would start it off with some soft word that would not upset me further. Honey, I can hear you. You don't need to yell. And he would say it in such a soft-toned voice. And I remember a couple of times I said, I ain't yelling. And then I heard my own self. And I realized, yes, you are. And you need to do just what he said. Calm down. Calm down. I remember even in the last year, may have been this year, and my little grandson told me one day, I was reproving him about something he had done. And I spoke harshly to him. And I said something that I always try to correct now, because after I said it, I realized it was wrong. And I said, I'm so disappointed in you. And his mother looked at me, and I saw this hurt on his face. Now, he was 5 at the time. I saw the hurt on his face and the little tears brimming in his eyes. When I realized what I had done, I had spoken something negatively. I'm disappointed in you. Truly, I was disappointed because he did something I know he knew better. But for me to form that into words is to speak it and to yell it at him or say it in a tone that was undermining him as a person. That hurt him more than I probably could have if I had hit him. And I said to him, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I'm so sorry. Please forgive Grandma. Because I don't want my grandchild growing up thinking that he doesn't meet my level of expectation. When I know this little boy does everything possible to try to please me and make me happy. There are so many of our children that have grown up as adults to feel like they're failures. Why? Something because of something that I said or did just like then. You disappoint me. You can't get nothing right. We need more patience. We need to treat people the way we want to be treated. And even if sometimes they make an error or they make a mistake, show them an act of kindness can go a lot further than a harsh word. Not going to always get it right. But I come to find out I can work more with somebody that has some patience with me than somebody that is always criticizing me. Too many of our children have given up on themselves simply because some adult, some person that they respected, some person that they believed, or some person that, amen, they loved, made them feel like they were a failure. Didn't take time to explain to them. You can't get nothing right. Wow. I'm wasting my time. Yeah, we say things like that. I have asked God to help me. First, as a parent and a grandparent, because I've said things like that, and I don't want to keep being a repeat offender. It offends people. It hurts people. It steals people of their motivation. It robs them of their self-confidence. And it's all because of a lack of patience. Everybody is not capable of doing it your way or my way. I've come to realize that. My mother did certain things differently. But I truly remember she didn't pressure me in doing it the same way, even when it came to cooking. She showed me. She taught me. This is the way to do this. This is the way to fix cornbread. My dad showed me This is how you fry your chicken and it doesn't, and this is how you fix it so it don't be greasy, be crisp. I learned so much from parents, my own parents, that showed me patience. You know, I watched my little grandson and even my own son when he was young trying to tie shoelaces and get impatient and frustrated to the point they take the shoe off and throw it because they're mad because they couldn't get it tied. That sound like you? When you get impatient because something don't go your way and you throw a temper tantrum, may not be a shoe, was it a book, a pot, a pan? We do things like this. We've got to be willing to learn how to be patient. The tests and the trials that we go through, they just help us to experience how to be more patient. I thank God he has been patient with me because I haven't always gotten it right, did it right, said it right, yet the Heavenly Father gave me time, had compassion and understanding, and allowed me to make mistakes. And sometimes I repeated the same mistake again because I didn't get the lesson the first time. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Some people are too proud to acknowledge when they're wrong. You don't always have to be right. Allow somebody else to show you that you can do it differently, but better. Oh, we need to be patient. You did run this race well, but who hindered you? We want to blame people a lot of times for stuff we do. I'm going to be late. You slowing me down. Well, maybe if you would get up. I used to tell my husband this because he really used to vex me. And we'd be getting up on Sunday morning for church. He lay in the bed late, get up, dress himself, and then he ready to go. But you want a big breakfast, I got to get the children ready and myself. And usually the main things I would have problems with was the hair. The hair and the makeup for myself. Trying to look presentable as a preacher's wife. Then we got small children. And Lord Jesus, any parent knows that if you dress them up and you don't make them sit down somewhere, they can get dirty or messed up just in the house. Don't let them outside. But you sitting there, and then you're going to get mad with me because we late for church. Oh, my goodness. That's a lack of patience. And I used to go to church mad, sometimes with hair rollers in my hair. I started trying to get my hair fixed on Saturday, so when I woke up on Sunday, I didn't have to deal with it. That's why a lot of women wear wigs and weaves or braids. Just don't have the patience to deal with it. And that's because a lot of times we're being pushed or rushed and not getting no help. How come you can't go in there and dress your son? I gave him a bath the night before. How come you can't go in there and get him up, feed him some cereal, and get him dressed so your wife can have more time to get herself fixed up? And then you got the nerve to ask, what's taking you so long after you want bacon, eggs, potatoes, pancakes? Come on here now. This is the kind of stuff we do, and then we blame other people. My wife made me late for church. Did you get in there and press that shirt? Did you take your suit to the cleaner? But no, you just walked in the closet. You know, another funny incident was when my husband was saying, "Where are my socks?" Now I done got everything. Your suit hanging up there. Your shirt is all pressed and stuff. And you got a drawer full of socks. And you're going to ask me where your socks is at. And I got children to get ready. This is the kind of stuff a lot of times men do. They act more like the children than the adults. It don't take you but 10 minutes. I've seen men do this. My husband's done it. My brother's done it. My son-in-law's done it. My son's done it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You get up, take a shower. Amen. Praise God. Get dressed. And then you're ready to go. But what about your wife, your companion, your sister, your brother? Do, honey, you need me to take anything out to the car? Do you need any help? Mom, what do you need for me to do? Go in there and help your sister or your brother. You go get your brother dressed. Big sister, you go in there and help your little sister get dressed. Let mom be able to put her clothes on and look presentable. I was watching some movie. I can't think of what it is. How the woman went to church. Oh, my God, and how she struggled to get there with these small children. And before she got into the sanctuary late, everybody was sitting down listening to the pastor. And then by the time she got in there, the daycare, the nursery from the church was coming to get her because the kids was acting out. So she don't get no break. She was in the bathroom trying to put her makeup on. Been there, done that. A lot of times we can see another individual that's struggling. Let me talk to you saints for a few minutes. We can see they struggling, and we don't make it no easier for them. We don't offer to help them. This is why a lot of people don't go to church. Definitely ain't coming to Sunday school. Because you want them to be there from 9 o'clock in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. Have you provided any snacks or anything for the children? Amen, praise God. Because they're not going from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Even at school, they get a lunch. They get a break. You have any refreshment from after Sunday school to before church start? Do you allow a potty time break? No, our programs, amen, we so heavenly minded, we ain't no earthly good. And then we don't have patience with people. Amen, praise God. It's rush, rush, hurry up, hurry up. I can't function like that. I don't even try to operate like that. And as a leader, I'm learning. I do things in advance. I was talking to one of my spiritual sons this morning, and I was telling him, son, you got to plan things better. You just don't jump up and do something. You don't waste your time. We waste a lot of time. We're not organized. Most people don't even have a daily agenda. You get up and don't know what you're going to do. What you going to do today? Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know, after I get done with prayer, I may read my Bible and, you know, clean the house a little bit. And, you know, that's all I got to do. And I'm especially talking, amen, a lot to our women and our senior citizens. You have no life. No life. Nothing. You're not being productive. And this makes you irritable. I know a lot of older people, they mean and they irritable. I don't want that reputation. And that's why I have to be careful. I love to stay around my grandson. Because having somebody around you reminds you of how you're supposed to act and treat people rather than you spending the majority of your time by yourself. Believe me, I love the days when I have my freedom to just do as I please and do as I want. But I will tell you, amen, praise God. I also appreciate those times when I have my family and my friends around me because we need one another. We need to interact one with another. There's an old proverb, no man is an island. It's not good. God said it's not good for man to be alone. That's woman, too. It's even worse. But you need some time for reflection. You need some time for meditation. When you have time to take for those two things, reflection, look on your life. How can I make it better? I was watching Steve Harvey on yesterday talking about a book that he had read that changed his life, that made him realize time is essential. So how I manage my time is an important aspect to my happiness. A lot of people, you unhappy because you don't know how to manage your time. I've learned I have a time for work. I have a time for relaxation. I have some time for me. And I have time for my family. And most importantly, I have time for God. Now, when I get through with that agenda, God first, then having some time for myself, because a lot of you, this is why you're so impatient. You have no time for yourself. I talk to my daughter. I'm like, you working two jobs? Taking care of your family. And then you're going to have some time for yourself. It's easier when you have some help, but sooner or later, you're going to have some me time, some winding down time where you can think. Else your body going to shut down. You're going to become, amen, easily frustrated. People going to work on your last nerve, and you're going to become irritable. You'll start snapping at people and not even realizing you're doing it. Why? Because you're tired. You'll be more patient when you're rested. Oh, yeah, these are some good tips on today. Thank you, Jesus. When I know I have a big day, Thursday is usually one of my big days. Why? Because I have prayer, Blog Talk Radio, and Bible study all the same day. That's three different ministries. So usually on Thursday, I don't do classes. I may go out, but I don't do anything that's stressful. I don't try to do anything that's going to demand a whole lot of my time. Because I need to be prepared so that I can be an effective minister and do my job well. Some of you got so much that you're doing, amen, this is why you're impatient. And you're not accomplishing anything successfully because you're trying to do too many things. Take some time out today as you listen to this message to reflect on the things that I've said. Learn from it and put it to use. Well, God bless you. I'm going to give you back to our moderator for today, Brother Dante Gaines.
Well, we thank you so much, Apostle, for teaching us on stretching the family about patience. Yes, we do. Yes, we do need patience. And I'm learning that for myself. I know I need some patience. So we're just going to end this program today, and we just hope that you have learned a lot and enjoyed it today on Shepherd in the Sand with Apostle Loretta Williams. God bless you. Amen.